I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Our church and several of these podcasts over the past few months have been focused on the book of Acts. There is a lot of things and events to chew on here in Acts, the early church, the conversion of Saul into Paul, and early mission trips that Paul and some of his comrades take are all documented here in Acts. I've spent my fair share of time in early books of Acts, so I thought I would take a look at the last few chapters in Acts. And as I focused on Acts 27, one word came to me: commitment. As Christians, we would all say that we are committed to the cause of Christ, and there is a measure of truth in that statement. Christians make choices every day, guided by the principles found in the Bible. We share God's love with those around us, we raise our families and churches, and teach our children to pray and point them to Christ as best we can. But Paul, here in chapter 27, takes commitment to a whole new level. Paul has once again found himself in trouble with the courts and is being held despite having done nothing worthy of death or imprisonment, according to King Agrippa. So Paul, being a Roman citizen, declares that he wishes to present his case to Rome, which he is granted, and plans are made for the journey. He is assigned a centurion to guard him and escort him to Rome, a trip that by boat normally takes less than a month. All of chapter 27 documents a long and dangerous journey for Paul, and after 3 months of weather and changes in course, he is still far from Rome. Despite all the setbacks, Paul continues to be committed and in relationship with God. And in verse 22, Paul shares with the crew a word that he has received from God. "Yet I urge you to keep your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. For this very night an angel of the God, to whom I belong and who I serve, stood before me, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you.'" A bold statement from Paul, as the ship carries 276 people, and the wind and storms, much like a hurricane, are wreaking havoc on the ship. As chapter 27 continues, the ship gets lodged in a reef as they're heading toward a beach on the island of Malta, and the stern is ripped apart from the waves, forcing all to abandon ship. Some were able to swim to shore, while others held on to some of the ship's planks and other parts. But all 276 people make it safely to shore, and the ship is lost. Paul stayed on Malta for 3 months, as winter had set in, and travel by boat was impossible. Even trapped on Malta, Paul continues to be committed to the cause of Christ by healing many of the sick and proclaiming the gospel. How committed are we to the cause of Christ when things are going sideways in our lives? A trip to Rome that should have taken a month, and 6 months later, Paul was still nowhere near Rome. Think about our friend Paul the next time your life goes sideways. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.